Latte Belly. Occasional missives from an SW8 cafe.
This four-parter has been about looking at how little of London I feel I can now operate in, and nowhere less so than North London. I've always had issues with North London, and I get a lot of stick for it on Twitter, but you know, I feel qualified to talk about North London because I've spent quite a bit of time there as an adult. I've always had issues with the area. I worked there on and off for years, mid-90s, writing on various projects based in North London, working with North London producers and directors, set up a TV company that inevitably ended up in an acrimonious split with me doing the Kurt Smith and having to leave, or as it was briefly known early this year from Please Don't Hug Me 25 to 27 doing a Mickey Boyd. For 8 years, I worked in Crouch End. I even lived there briefly. Crouch End is a... It is one of the five C's I've long had issue with. Clapham, Crouch End, Camden, Chelsea, Covent Garden, a quintet of... Chunks of North London look like they were created by Apple. Poncy, unnecessary, over-elaborate, like an Arsenal attack. Like a man watching himself masturbate in the mirror. And even though he knows he's got to sign on in 10 minutes, he drags it out because he's enjoying himself so much. At the end of the 90s, I dated a girl who lived in North London. I hated going down there. There was the usual thing going on, you know, where I took an immediate dislike to her friends. To this day, I maintain I was right not to give them a chance. But the journey, the hour-long journey on the Piccadilly line, you know, that did my head in. And I just used to wonder, for what? To step out into the kind of shithole I'd just left an hour earlier in Stockwell. But looking back, at least I could relate to that working-class grime. It troubled me less than Crouch End. My last girlfriend hailed from North London, and I'll hold my hands up. Surprisingly, a lovely part of North London, a part that I felt might have given me the new beginning I really needed after the shit that I was going through and failing to emerge from quickly enough to save the relationship. The chance to leave a part of my life where I had been utterly defeated, a chance to start again. That actually, it appealed to me. North London was hitching up its skirt at me, and like a duped, foolish, middle-aged man, I wanted it. I have memories of viewing flats last year, of discovering areas like Golders Green that I thought, okay, I think I could do this. I think I could live here with this girl. I could start a life here. I could commit to this community. And maybe my life needed that. Maybe my life needed to be somewhere completely new, rather than still so close to where I grew up. Although, to be fair, I've returned to the area I grew up in. I was away for the best part of a decade because it was too painful to be around here. The failure of this last relationship cut me down at the knees for so many reasons, not least because of what the girl meant to me. It brought me down because it's the only thing that has ever changed me. It forced me to sack my old self, admittedly after a long and drawn-out tribunal. It made me concede that my old life had failed, not just because of myself, but at the end of the day, I was the one overseeing it. I had mismanaged it. I was ultimately responsible. It changed me in a way that the deaths of my parents hadn't. So I find myself now avoiding North London. She's out there. The memory of what happened to me and what I lost is out there. The memory of my humiliation is with that person. Whenever I do a comedy gig in North London, the journey unsettles me. I plan my journey there in a way that means I can avoid going past any of our old haunts. I don't arrive in the best frame of mind thinking also about the journey home. The gig just becomes something I have to do to get the whole night over and done with. It really was more than a breakup. It was the final and most brutal loss in a run of 11 very difficult years. In the fourth and final part of this Latte Belly special, I'll look at the battle to reclaim my home streets, which maybe has been the hardest battle of all this year. I'm just a man having a coffee.